News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the ratio of school leavers here who went to university this year has stalled. That's according to the Irish Independent Feeder Schools supplement out today. And some experts are also calling now for reform of the Leaving Cert to say a degree isn't always the right choice for school-going kids. Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, joins us. Paul, I was thinking about this a lot this morning. Obviously, when it stalled by a little bit, I think it's gone down by about 1% in terms of the number of kids who are transitioning from second level to third level. And we hear a lot of this talk about reforming the Leaving Cert and degrees aren't for everybody. But I'm always conscious that when we hear it, even from politicians or experts, they mean other people's children. Most parents seem to still want their children to go to university, come hell or high water. And that's part of the issue, isn't it?
That's a huge part of the issue. The societal, I suppose, expectation. Yeah. And it's a big problem in Irish society at the minute. And I've written extensively in relation to the societal expectations. And I mean, I met one principal who said that some of their parents would rather have an unemployed architect than a busy plumber in the family. And we all know how difficult it is to get the trades. We have a shortage of building expertise. And I mean, we need to actually have a full societal discussion. Hence, we will be calling for the Citizens' Assembly on the Future of Education, because as a society, we need to decide what it is we want from our education system. Now, when even the current system that we have in relation to points solely, when children go into school at 4 and 5 years of age, we spend a huge amount of time and effort collecting information about their attitudes, their interests, their abilities. When they transfer to post-primary, a whole passport of information comes with them so that the secondary school can cater for their needs. That's completely ignored when they go to higher education. And I believe contributes hugely to the high dropout rate.
And we do see a high dropout rate in first and second year, which may be, the fallout from all of this. I think that's very interesting what you said about people preferring an unemployed architect than an employed plumber in the family. And I think that probably comes down to the nub of the thing, because socioeconomic factors are playing a huge aspirations and socioeconomic factors, I think, are playing a huge part in these figures. If you look at the postcodes, if you live in Dublin 2 or if you live in the posh parts of South County Dublin, it's up to 95% of kids are going on to university.
And I mean, the reliability of the figures, when you look at some schools have 120% of their students.
We were wondering, is that a reflection of 2 years going that this year are going, and then people from last year's cohort with the grade inflation going too? Is that what that is?
I would say what that is people who have deferred or people who have gone to further education, spent a year in a PLC college and then transfer into the university. And they are asked what school they went to, not what college of further education they went to. So they could have gone in through the PLC route into higher education. But I mean, we look at the tertiary degree at the minute, where a student can start their 4 year level 8 degree in a college of further education and transfer into a higher education. And we look at the dropout rate of that is zero.
I was about to say in this, that's very interesting. So that they, well, I suppose you're quite determined. If you take a circuitous route, you're probably quite determined. One of the things I was about to say, and I'm just listening to my own bias as I say it, I was going to say, well, there's some good stuff in here because kids from deprived areas are going on to college in bigger numbers. That's the same thing, isn't it? That's the implication that going to college is the win. That's part of this whole background noise here, that we always think everyone who goes to college, that's the win.
And that's the societal expectation. It's not necessarily the win, but it's the metric that we're using to judge. And it doesn't serve schools well. It doesn't serve students well. I'm not sure who it serves well, to be honest.
And I know, Paul, and I'm being a bit esoteric here at this question, but I know you're saying, well, we need to discuss it as a society, what we want from education. But that's all very well and good, because I think most people agree that we need trades. Most people agree that college isn't for everybody. Most people agree that, you know, we're putting square pegs into round holes in some aspects of all of this. But at the end of the day, it isn't about what society thinks. It's about what individual parents think. And as I say, parents think doing an apprenticeship is for other people's children.
And I think that is changing now as you look at how the pathways conversation has developed. For example, there's apprenticeships and traineeships. An apprenticeship as an accountant is now in place. An apprenticeship as an auctioneer.
Yeah, true.
Traineeship in tech apprenticeships. So the training on the job is growing. So students can earn, they can learn, and they can get their level 8 degree. And the more of that comes on stream, the more people see that coming on stream, I think students will choose with their feet.
We do need a diversity of paths. I think you're very much right. Look, thank you very much for joining us with the insight into all of that this morning. Those league tables, of course, are out across the newspapers. That is Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies. Shane, what do you make of it?
I thought his line about preferring to have an unemployed architect than an at-work tradesman is...
Isn't that the nub of the thing?
It is. Do you know what? The only thing, do something you love and don't worry about the job will look after itself. Do something you love in college.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
Yeah. Let us know what you think out there this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.